Hello and welcome to the Irish NFL Show. My name is Shane Brennan and thank you very much for joining us for a breaking news bulletin because mark your cards, folks. The Thursday, the 5th of September is when the season is going to start. I'm sure we knew that, but what is breaking this afternoon, I think myself and Brian O'Leary are reacting to it just as we kind of got the news here, is that the first game of the NFL season will be a rematch of the AFC Championship game as the Baltimore Ravens travel to the Kansas City Chiefs. Brian, I'll get on to my thoughts in a second as to why I think this probably isn't a good idea for Baltimore. But we saw last year it was a fantastic opening game as the Lions came in and stormed Arrowhead Stadium. The Ravens now are going to have a massive chip on their shoulder after a game which they should have won but ended up losing in the AFC Championship game. They're coming to Arrowhead Stadium at the start of the year. You're basically picking the two best teams in the NFL and saying, you know what, this is how we're gonna start off with a bang.
Yeah, it's a fantastic start to the season for all fans to have a game of that magnitude. Open up the season, curtain raiser. And again, you touched on there, it's a rerun of the AFC Championship game in which the Chiefs won. And that was one of probably the most difficult performances which we saw from the Baltimore Ravens last year. Obviously, they're going to go in there now and, you know, try to kick off the season and say it's quite a difficult one. We saw the Lions last year, as you touched on there, go in and I suppose cause a shock. And sometimes you do get the Chiefs on an off day at very early on in the season, but it's going to be different for Baltimore this year. I mean, that's bear in mind, the defense last year was, as well as Lamar Jackson played and was the MVP, the defense was lights out last year. But new offensive coordinator, Zach Orr, very difficult start to his reign as DC to go in there into Kansas City, into Arrowhead, and try to win this game. And I think the Chiefs, whilst it's a brand new season, things have changed there, new players coming in. I think they recognize that they were kind of caught early last season. They stumbled for quite a bit of the season. I think they'll try to put a marker down early this season. And in particular, bearing in mind it's an AFC clash, still want to get one over the Ravens. And obviously, also sometimes it comes down to these early season games in terms of seeding later on the season. But for us, who have waited months for a new schedule to come out, we're only about 48 hours out from the schedule being released in full. To have this game announced, it's a fantastic draw and it's a fantastic start to the season.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm right in saying that the Friday night afterwards is the game in Brazil between the Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles. But I just got to mention very quickly as my thoughts on this, because obviously we're coming into this where the Ravens are going to want to get their revenge immediately. And we even saw last season as well, you were mentioning that the Chiefs stumbled through the start of the season. I think they stumbled through the whole season, but still kind of came out as winners, which is an incredible thing to say. But that is just the level of quality when it comes to being able to make it as far as the playoffs. But the problem is, from the Baltimore point of view, and maybe I'm reading too much into it too early, but what else is there to do in the middle of May? My problem with Baltimore is they're going to come in here, and I think they're going to have a very good chance of winning because the Chiefs won't be fully warmed up. They'll be motivated. And of course, like you mentioned there, a win, especially in an all-AFC clash, it's going to have huge implications for seeding. My worry is two things. A, that the Chiefs will be so scarred from losing the opening game last year that they will come out with a much better game plan this year. Or B, that even if the Ravens win, it's happening so early in the season that there's so much time between that game and when they could end up meeting up in the playoffs, that so much would have changed that any confidence that they would have gotten from the earlier win may have died off by the time we get into the playoffs. And I think, you know, from a Baltimore point of view, you're excited. This is the way you want to start your season. You want to get in and beat up with the big dogs as early as possible. But I don't know, for me, if I was sitting as a Baltimore fan, I'd rather face the Chiefs after Thanksgiving. Try to get them late in the season so that if you're coming into the playoffs, and this could very well be another AFC title matchup or an AFC playoff game. I think we're very much expecting both of these teams to make the playoffs. And they're also going to be in the same side of the bracket. You know, if I was the Ravens sitting here, I don't know what you think, Brian, but I want to get at them later on in the season. But at the same time, this early season matchup, you know, where there's no injuries, it's all hunger, it's all guts. And certainly from a neutral fan perspective, it's going to be a fantastic spectacle. From a Baltimore fan perspective, if it was me, I would have rather take them all later on in the season. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. And I think what we're finding year in, year out, sometimes when it comes to playoff games, ultimately it doesn't really matter what's happened in the season. I mean, the Bills beat the Chiefs 24-20 in Arrowhead earlier, you know, last season, which you could say is reasonably early in the season. I can't recall which particular week, week six, week seven. And we had that lateral pass from Kelce to Tony, which was ruled out, and all the scrutiny that came with that. But in the end, ultimately, it came down to a Chiefs team that went on the road in the playoffs last year after beating the Dolphins in the wildcard game. And again, found ways to navigate victories and go all the way and win the Super Bowl. I think I totally respect where you're coming from, but I think ultimately, even if it was a November type of game, I didn't come to the playoffs. And maybe there's a scenario what I put in play here is sometimes your scheduling isn't kind to you. You know, you play a team in November when you're on a hot streak and you find a way to navigate a win and get the victory. Where at the start of the season, if you lose your opening game, then sometimes you have a difficult week two game and you can't really get yourself back on an even keel. And then before you know it, you're 0-2 and you're on an upward curve. We saw that with the Bengals last year. Look, the Bengals came back quite well in the second half of the season despite not having Joe Burrow. But ultimately, the damage was done early on in the season when they lost quite a few games, and then obviously the Joe Burrow injury on top of that. So it will be interesting to see what Chiefs team do turn up for that game, and ultimately what Ravens team go in there and how they kind of react to whether they have the victory. Sometimes you have a victory like this as well. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go on this crazy, you know, early on in the season, but it still makes for one. It's a fantastic game. And you touched on it there, like 24 hours later, I think around 12:15 local time here in Ireland, we're going to have the Packers playing the Eagles, which we've never had before, to have a Thursday night game, a Friday night game. And obviously you get into the main slate on Sunday. It's fantastic.
All right. Well, I think this is the first drop of the NFL schedule releases you're getting this week. I believe the reports are that the full schedule will be released on Wednesday. We're expecting more news on international games this week as well. So keep in tune with our the Irish NFL Show Twitter, Instagram, and of course our podcast feed for breaking news and reaction on that. But for now, thank you very much for listening.